第一题
A woman ran out of the smoking room.
第二题
You can see a sandwich with sweet corn on the plate and a glass of grape juice beside it.
第三题
Dr. Max Liu plans to speak at our workshop this Tuesday at noon. He is going to talk about how to write for a school play.
第四题
Did you see the car's number plate?
Yes, it said DX082N.
第五题
May I borrow you for a moment?
第六题
Can you give me a ride on your motorcycle?
第七题
We've been studying for 2 hours. Are you ready for a break?
第八题
The bus is not here yet, but I'm afraid I need to go to a bathroom now.
第九题
I have to make a phone call. Would you mind if I turn the radio down?
第十题
Excuse me, where can I board the train to Taipei?
第十一题
Grandma is coming to visit us. You can't leave your room like this.
第十二题
It looks like the snow won't stop anytime soon. What do you think we should do?
第十三题
So, where is the bus going to take us?
It should take us back to the Luck Bell.
You sound pretty unsure.
I've never taken this bus, but I think it's the right one.
But this place doesn't look like the Luck Bell at all.
That's true, and we have been on this bus for a while.
Just read one of the street signs or something.
Oh my...Sillin Road?
What? That's the last time I believe in you.
My bad. But at least we know the right bus to take us back.
Question. Which is true about the speakers?
第十四题
I think I need to change jobs. I couldn't bear being a dentist anymore.
Why not? It's a well-paying job.I wish I get as much money as a dentist like you.
But why do I have to spend all day looking in a person's mouth?
Oh, I can picture worse ways to make a living. Just look on the bright side. Some people do have beautiful teeth.
Question. What can we know from the talk?
第十五题
Excuse me, has the 262 gone yet?
Oh, it went about 5 minutes ago. I am afraid you just missed.
Too bad, but thanks anyway. I guess I had better get a U-bike then. I don't want to be late for school.
But the next bus won't be long. The 262 runs very often. They come every 15 minutes or so.
Question.Where are the man and the woman?
第十六题
Did you do anything exciting during the weekday?
Sure. I saw a movie by myself. It was fun.
How much fun could it be to go to the movies all by yourself? You should have called me at the time.
Thanks for that.But I enjoy going to the movies on my own because I hate being talked to when I'm watching a movie. It can make me terribly angry.
I guess what you are saying is that next time when I go see a movie with you, I must keep my mouth closed.
Hey! Hey, don't get me wrong. I didn't say that.
Question. Why did the woman go see a movie without the man?
Why are we here?
Just look at it. You'll love it.
Wow, the candles form some letters. I-L-O-V-E? And what's the next? It's not really clear. You?
Oh no. I lit you, but it didn't work.
Maybe the candles have blown out. The wind is too strong here.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to give you a birthday surprise.
Honey, it was already sweet of you to do that.
Question. What happened? Where should we go for our honeymoon?
I'd like to go to Hawaii. It's a beautiful place and I love the weather there.
I know, but I have already spent 2 years working there. Can we go somewhere else? Like Tokyo?
Tokyo is always packed with people. I want a quieter place.
Then what about Nakuna? We have never been there before, and camping is great fun.
Fine.
Question. Where will the man and the woman go? Do you need a hand?
I'm fine.
But you have been in the bathroom for an hour.
I'm just mopping the floor. By the way, why is the floor so wet and dirty?
Oops. I just gave Lulu a bath this morning. I'll walk her in the park later.
Oh, you really need to teach that dog not to shake the water off its body.
Don't be mad. She does that by nature. I'll help you right away.
I told you I'm fine.
Question. What is the man going to do?
We'll cross the road. There's a fast food restaurant over there.
Sure. What do you want to buy?
Hamburgers, of course. I'm so hungry.
Me too. I could go with some coffee cake. Hey, stop! Get back on the sidewalk! You can't cross the road here.
What's wrong?
These cars are so fast. They might hit you.
I think you're right. Thanks.
Question. Where does this talk take place?
Hi, this is AM104. I'm Sandra White, your always sweet music star. Today, again, I will bring a lot of great music to you, but before we get started, I'd like to read a letter from Alex in Taipei first. He is one of our good listeners. He wrote, "Dear Sandra, I am now 50 years old. My son is a high school student. I'd like to know how I can help him. After class, he just comes home and starts to play computer games. Will it be good to invite him to listen to you as well? Of course, my dear. Where words fail, music speaks. Now listeners, if you have anything else to say to Alex, our lines are open." Question, where does Ms. White work?
My parents work hard every day, so I feel bad about asking them for more money. Last summer, I wanted to buy a TV, so I asked my aunt if I could work in her computer store. At first, the job was very difficult. But after some practice, I found the job not difficult anymore. Later on, more and more people turned to me, but not other clerks, for help. I think I really gave them good help. My aunt was really happy, and so was I. I not only bought a great TV in the end but also got a lot of hands-on experience that summer. I think I've learned how to help those in need. If possible, I am too ready to help my aunt again this summer. Question: Based on the talk, which of the following is correct?